From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist Omar Sosa was born in Cuba, came of musical age here in the States in the Bay Area, and then moved to Barcelona, but that wasn't the end of his travels. He has collaborated with musicians from far and wide, West African musicians like Sekou Keita and the late Manu Dibango, East African musicians like these Malagasy musicians that you're hearing in the background, and collaborations with musicians from across Europe and right here in the States. One of his more recent collaborations is the Quarteto Americanos, which includes the sax player Peter Apfelbaum. And today, Omar Sosa and Peter Apfelbaum have trooped on into our studio to perform some of the quartet songs in, obviously, duo versions. Although it may sound like there's more than two people playing in this first piece, this is an improvised work that they call Umbucando. That was lovely. That is Omar Sosa at our piano and also the sampler. Peter Apfelbaum playing, you got a tenor sax over there at the moment. It's great to see the two of you guys again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, John. It's a pleasure to come back and play in this place. The energy I'm bringing back.
Umbakondo is the title you gave to that improvisation. You were telling me that's a Yoruba title.
That
means without conflict.
Without a conflict, yeah.
I think I recognized the sampled sounds that you were using. Were those the baka pygmy people?
Exactly.
They cup their hands and play the surface of the water.
The water, yes. Exactly.
And it makes like a kind of water drum sound.
Exactly.
Very nice. Yeah. So, Peter, when did you and Omar first? I know that you worked on his Egun record. Is that when you first met, or does this collaboration go further back?
It goes way further back, actually. We met in the mid-90s in the Bay Area when we were both living there. A dear friend of mine, percussionist Josh Jones, introduced me to Omar. They were playing at a famous club in San Francisco called the Great American Music Hall.
Sure.
And I was actually already on the bill playing, I can't remember which band was first, but I was playing with another old friend, the guitarist Will Bernard. Will Bernard was having a CD release for one of his records, and I was playing like a percussion setup or something. So I wasn't really thinking I would do much except play on one tune. And I got there, and the place was packed, and it's a big place. And Josh was saying, hey, this pianist Omar that I was telling you about, we're playing too. And he wants to invite you to play. So I just kind of got up there. And
as played. A percussionist or as a sax player?
Actually, as a saxophonist. I had my saxophone with me,
okay,
which I don't think I was planning to play, but nothing was planned. And I just got up there, and it was really magical and powerful.
It's a nice story, because here you are now, like, 3 decades later, and you've just done the same thing here, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
That's our life.
So, Omar, so many different, collaboration is just such an important part of your art, of your music making over the years. Tell me about this Quarteto Americanos, because it's Peter and Josh Jones, the drummer that he mentioned. And then the bass played by, is it Ernesto Mazar Quindilan?
Yeah, Ernesto Mazar Quindilan. Well, it's a dream come true. And actually, COVID, in a way, put us, this band, together.
COVID did?
Yeah, because...
How?
Because when everything was stopped, the only thing I can do is go back to the place when I start, the Bay Area. And I arrived there, and we have the luxury to have a Jim Callahan of Pigman Piano to open his store for us, for all of us, to do some live streaming.
So you did live streaming from a piano store?
Yes.
When was this?
That was in May of 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we have this Quarteto Americano with a solid Cuban backbone.
Right. Well, Cuba's part of the Americas, right?
Of course. and we have, for me, it's an honor and a pleasure and a gift to go back and play with Peter. And play with jazz, because I start with them. I play the music in a way I play. I don't know if you remember, Peter, when I arrived to the Bay Area, you did a concert with Hieroglyphic. But when I saw you, Ben, I say, wow, this is the music I want to do. Just when I arrived.
The idea that COVID might have brought this quartet together, maybe it isn't so unusual, Omar, because you actually have done a fair amount of work during the pandemic. I mean, you did another record with Sekou Keita, the West African chorus, Suba, yes. Piece is called 2020 Visions. I mean, this was the depths of the pandemic, you know, when we were all like locked in our cellars with the, you know, the blinds drawn. So what was that experience? What was your experience of that year of 2020?
Well, if you don't be able to play, it's time to create. I start writing music like crazy, you know. I basically, for the moment, I saw, in case I die, I want to write all the music I have inside of me now. Because every other day you can hear, you know, I remember I was writing a piece, I get a call, and a friend saw, Manu Dibango died.
Yeah.
I say, what? Yeah, I remember that night, I don't sleep. I was writing. Why? Fear. Because You see, okay, one of my teacher is gone.
And when you say teacher, I mean Manu Dibango. He wasn't literally a teacher of yours.
Well, you know, I call him mentor. Mentor, because you know, I have the opportunity to record in one of his records, and I had the opportunity to play with him.
Yeah. The next piece you're going to do, Move in D, is this one of the works that came out of that?
No. This is always older. Cool. This is top 40.
It's top 40.
I know, it's a joke.
Omar's top 40.
I want to ask you, Peter, I mean, you play the sax, you play percussion, but you also play piano.
Right.
What do you like about Omar's piano playing?
Oh, man, don't kill me. Don't kill me, Peter.
Where do I start? I mean, there's so much in there. There's so much music in there. But it's also, you know, what we're playing often has the word jazz attached to it. With Omar, you never hear a jazz cliche. You know, I like to think of Omar kind of doing people's music. To me, it's like, it's high art music, but it's people's music. But it can sound like folk, but then he'll take a left turn. So there's that surprising element too.
Well, thank you, man. I can continue.
Yeah.
He probably could continue, but I'm going to ask you, Omar, to start us off with this next performance. So Move in D is the name of it?
Yes.
All right. Here's a live performance once again in the studio from pianist, composer Omar Sosa and sax player, multi-instrumentalist Peter Apfelbaum live.
Thank you.
That's called Move Indie, live performance from Omar Sosa and Peter Apfelbaum, one of Omar's top 40 greatest hits. old a song is that?
Yeah, this song is more than 35 years.
Wow. Is there something about D, the key of D major, that works for you in a way that others don't?
Well, you know, I like it. I like D for me, this chord. It's happy, it's optimist.
I heard a musician many years ago, someone from the Bay Area actually, call the key of D the people's key, which is interesting, Peter, because you were talking about the people's music before. So I don't know if either of you've ever heard D referred to that way, but the people's key.
Well, I'm going with the people.
There you go.
Yes.
But, you know, you also did the old D blues with the trumpeter, Paulo Freisu. Again, you know, kind of a very different piece. Move in D, obviously a very propulsive work, lots of forward motion. The old D blues, more pensive, almost melancholy piece, as the title might indicate.
It's also a key that a lot of stringed instruments around the world are
of course.
It's natural because they're tuned in D, A, G.
Yeah.
So there's a resonance there around the world.
Yeah, in African instruments, mostly a lot of them, they go.
Right. Playing Ellington automatically.
Yeah. No, it's D. A lot of
that's
are,
where
D,
he got
are,
it from.
They are in D and C, and D and C.
Speaking of D and C, you're living in D.C. now, at least part-time.
Okay.
I know, you live on the plane, you've lived all over. Cuba, San Francisco, Barcelona, you know. It seems like...
I'm a nomad.
Yeah. And it seems like wherever you are, you're always looking someplace else. Because while you were in Barcelona, you made that series of trips all up and down East Africa, all the way down to Madagascar, the island off of the coast of Southeast Africa. And you did a set of pieces with Rogeri. Whose music I've loved forever. He plays the valija.
The valija.
The traditional zither of Madagascar.
It's a beautiful experience.
What was that experience like?
You know, it's like a go back to motherland in a way. And I remember when we record this, we did the recording in a little theater.
In Madagascar.
In Madagascar.
Yeah.
And Antananarivo is the
capital.
And we put some people in the door of the theater to say, please, don't come now because you have to get the right sound because the valija is a really sensitive instrument.
Yeah.
So the level of the mic needs to be so high it can pick up everything.
Right.
And actually have the opportunity to listen Rogeri close to me. I was in a trance in a way. I said, wow, tears come. And every time I listen to the record, I have tears.
You know, I asked Peter a couple of minutes ago what he liked about your piano playing, and he said, you said, Peter, there's so much music in there. One of the things I like about it is that you don't have to play a lot of notes to get that music. And very often, your playing, it seems to me, is as important for what you're not doing, for the room that you're leaving for other people, as for what you are doing. I don't know, Peter, if that's, you know, I don't think I'm contradicting what you said.
No, absolutely. There's a really wide range that Omar plays with, and sometimes he gets very orchestral and full, but other times he'll just use a few notes. To me, that kind of goes with the folk music quality of it. And it can be just, it can be very poetic that way. And it does leave a lot of room for the other instruments. Yeah. He'll change the way he plays just after one person plays one unexpected note, you know, so there's a lot of interplay that way.
Well, and
thank you. You need to put the right spices. Well, I need to learn what is the right spices.
Omar, you're at our piano, but you've got stuff on the piano. What's is this for the next song?
Yes, Suwana Stick, I really love, because it's a friend is making this with a...
It almost looks like, you know, the brushes that a drummer might use, except that they're long bamboo sticks instead of the small wire brushes.
And they're really gentle.
And they damn well better be. That's our piano that you're sitting in front of.
It's all about love, right?
Okay. Mis tres notas, my three notes?
Yeah, my three notes.
What are the three notes?
C, D, and E flat.
Okay.
And we start again, we pass for D.
Yes, I did notice the presence of D. And Peter, for the third time in as many songs, you're switching instruments. Right. What is this?
So I'll be playing on this one a flute that is a modern variation on a traditional flute of the Fulani people of West Africa. And it's the name of it is tambin. And it's traditionally made out of wood or bamboo, but in the last 20, 30 years or so, people have been making it out of PVC pipe.
Mm.
And that makes it a lot more durable and tour-friendly. And actually, a local friend flute player named Sylvain Leroux.
I was wondering if maybe you were going to mention him.
Sylvain,
he's been playing this music forever.
That's right. Sylvain is a great proponent of... Fulani music, and actually helped found a school in Gambia, I believe, to perpetuate the culture of this flute. But so this is the tambin I'll be playing at the beginning of this, and then we'll see where it goes.
Okay, well, let's hear another live performance. The song is Mis Tres Notas, My Three Notes, Omar Sosa and Peter Apfelbaum. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then. I know where we started, but we ended up someplace pretty far away. That's Omar Sosa at the piano. Peter Apfelbaum started on that Fulani flute, the West African-style flute, then switched to tenor sax, and just had to have a moment where he played both the tenor and the soprano simultaneously. So mis tres notas, my three notes, and then it sort of turned into like a little cat and mouse game between the two of you for a while.
Yeah, it's evolving to, I don't know, just evolving.
Just evolving.
Yeah.
Okay. Omar Sosa and Peter Apfelbaum, my guests, thank you both for being here. It's really been great fun.
Thank you, John.
Here's the full Quarteto Americanos playing a little piece called Cha-Cha du Nord to wrap things up. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this episode of Soundcheck. You can find Omar Sosa's previous visits to our studio on our website at newsounds.org.